Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Rebag, your premier destination for luxury resale. Elevate your style with our curated collection of bags, watches, and fine jewelry. At Rebag, quality is our priority. Each piece meticulously vetted and verified by experts, ensuring your investment is nothing short of perfection. Buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermès, Chanel, and Cartier. Access expertly crafted and hard-to-find pieces that redefine luxury. Your next investment awaits at Rebag. Get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's 10% off the luxury you deserve. Don't miss out. Head to Rebag.com and enter code REBAG10 at checkout. That's REBAG10.
Welcome to Spark London.
We tell true stories.
We tell them live.
And we tell them every month at Canal Cafe Theatre.
This story was told by Giovanni Revoltella
in October 2010,
when the theme was saints or sinners.
Growing up in a city like Rome, in a period where Indiana Jones was popular in TV and on cinema, I knew I was going to have an adventurous childhood of archaeological discoveries. I'm not talking here about glorified thriller novels, but the true desire of imperial greatness. Rome is perhaps one of the few cities, if not the only one, where you can walk through 3 millennia of history in one day. Certainly, as a curious child, I was not going to miss the chance to put my mark on some undiscovered tombs. This was my real daily goal, despite telling my mother I was going to play football on the playground with my friends. After a few days of observations, I discovered that in a nearby building, some mysterious events were happening. Why was this one back door always guarded? Why adults would spend 2 hours each in front of it, no matter how I had to discover that? Change of guards were likely not as efficient as in Buckingham Palace, so I managed to sneak into my second attempt in a room which was maybe the size of this room, actually, yes. And what I saw was old guns and rifles all piled up on shelves. A bit like the items in a local shop that I used to go with my mother, but without obviously a price tag. They were amassed in no particular order, but since there were no windows, the electric light was giving them a strange and rather scary color for a child like me, as they were ready to jump out on a night ambush. I just had time to look around for a 360-degree view, when towards the end of it, I saw a guy that was usually standing outside coming inside the room and pulling me by the ear. I did something that maybe Indiana Jones would not have done at that stage. I started to run away. and I started shouting and crying. And then I left the room and continued running and for about 100 meters, which seemed like a half marathon back then. And then I looked back and I saw 3 men running after me. And so I kept running until I could not stop. And finally I reached this child-friendly hole in the wall and went through it. I went through it. Back home, I did not dare to say a single word. At night in bed, I could not believe that the largest arsenal the world had seen was just beside my home. If I could not exactly tell what type of weapons they were or why they ended up there, I had no doubts on who was behind it. The Russians! The Russians, as many of you might remember, were not at the time fancy owners of football clubs. They were there to destroy civilization, to starve humanity, and to invade the Western world with the tiny paper-made cars. They were the real quintessential enemy, and they were, I was sure, planning an imminent attack and using my neighborhood as the base. Day after day, however, the presence became more and more intriguing to me. After thinking about writing an anonymous letter to the local newspaper, I changed my mind. And I kept what I saw for me. I did not go back to that spot for a long while, actually. But I kept looking from afar, and I saw that they were still guarding the room of sin, as I like to call it. The enemy was there, actually. And the silent presence gave me something that I was missing at that time of my life. A very bad example. The exact opposite of the virtues I was learning at home, at school, in church. I was not fascinated by that. I was not morbidly attracted to it at all. I was very happy to be on the other side of the wall. But as long as they existed, I knew I had someone, I was better than someone else. And a place in paradise was possibly achievable. So more recently here in London, I discovered from a friend who works in an adventure travel company that what commonly happens during the trips. The clients, usually a dozen of trekkers that go around the world, tend to find one person during each trip to which they embodies all the negative aspect of the hike. And by doing this, they create a common sense of hate which glues them together. I certainly felt the same back then. The Russians, or most likely much less evil Carabinieri, that were cataloging maybe some of these weapons that they found somewhere, taught me the concept of relativity. To know that these sinners, our enemies, really existed, made me think that I had a chance to be a good person. I could have also gone the other way. And have a positive example, like, for example, Mother Teresa, or even John Paul II, who actually had taken me on his arms twice in Rome when I was little. But that never happened. And I think it worked better that way. I created a methodology to judge my behavior using the Russian as the very negative extreme. Additionally, also I knew that I had little in common with the faces of the saints painted in my church. And actually, later on in my life, I actually embraced totally the enemy by marrying my wife, who was born and raised in the Soviet bloc, daughter of a Communist Party member, and with whom we even own now a Trabant, one of these cars I was so horrified of.
For more stories or to take part in next month's show, head to sparklondon.com.
Spark London is produced by Joanna Yates.
Audio production by Matt Hill at rethinkdaily.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.